Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in three delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk. So you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I just want to give you guys the fair warning that no one is safe on the podcast today because I am on a roll.
Drag us.
I'm about to drag you all. Welcome back to the Give Them La La podcast. Happy November 29th, which is my mother's birthday.
Whoop, whoop.
Woo, happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Mama. I feel like it's so crazy when you think about birthdays because you're like, damn, without my mama's birthday, I wouldn't have a birthday. Easton wouldn't have a birthday. It's just all...
Ocean wouldn't have a birthday.
Look, that is the circle of life. Just birthing and dying.
Birthing and dying.
Birthing and dying.
And dying. And during me thinking about the fact that it is my mother's birthday, I decided to look myself up on Instagram and scroll. And I was like, although I love that my hair is looking healthy these days, feeling healthy, the blonde is just so good.
The blonde is good, I agree. But I have to say, I think your hair has never looked better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot say the same for you, but that's fine.
Honestly,
we're off.
Honestly, 1000% accurate.
It was my totally a joke.
Well, let me tell you something.
I'm feeling a little spicy today.
I love the spice. My hair's never looked worse. And I'll tell you why I think that is.
Why?
Number one, you know, I love my jujitsu, but I'm rolling in grown men's sweat a lot. And so I have to wash. I'm washing my hair now 4 to 5 times a week, which any hair person will tell you that is not okay.
Especially with this LA water.
Mm-hmm. And I've stopped, it's gotten better the last month, but that's number one. I'm washing my hair too much. Number two, I think all of us had a virus or something, because a couple months ago, my hair around my sister's wedding, which is September, was like coming out like crazy.
Oh, could be stress. But a virus, what you mean, like COVID?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe like COVID or maybe something, I don't know. Because your mom said her hair was kind of falling out too, right?
Totally.
Kind of. Yeah. She has Ziploc bags full.
Oh, okay.
Well, she has Ziploc bags.
She's trying to figure it out. So she's taking the hair.
Oh. She's taking the hair into the doctor's office.
That's smart. Yeah. And then two of my girlfriends, same thing. They were like, my hair is just coming out like crazy. If any of you are experiencing it, please DM me because Lisa and I would like to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I mean, she's had blood work done. Her hormones are all good. And she's still losing her hair. And she used to shower and she'd get out and her hair was like a puffball.
Yeah.
Now it's just kind of like.
She looked like a lion and now she looks like a lioness.
But it is wild. It's wild. We'll see. We'll see what it is. I went to my dermatologist and he said I think maybe that's why it's better, because I've been eating more.
You eat really stinky things.
Oh, I eat all
of them. So does Lisa, though.
Let me tell you, when Lala says stinky things, she means healthy food, like salmon, or what else is stinky that I eat?
Well, you eat a lot of hummus with, like, garlic in it, which is great, by the way. Love it. But there are times I walk into the office,
yeah, we don't
like
it
someone
for us. Yeah.
Punched me in the face. And, you know, I'm into it, though. You're a healthy eater.
Are
and
you?
Yeah, I love that you're a little healthy eater. So my mom, every time I think about her birthday, I have been sober for 5 years. We know this. During the first year, my mom really loved her Prosecco, okay?
Okay.
She's pretty much a normie. She later decides, you know what? I'm just going to give it up for my kid. I don't need to be drinking. But it always takes me back to the time where she was a drinker. And when I say a drinker, I don't mean my mom was a drunk. So let's not all get riled up over it. My mom had drinks at one point in time. And when she did, she was a bag of fun. And my area that we grew up in Utah, for some reason, everyone's houses were 5 minutes away. The whole gang, right? Friends, family. We all go to this party at actually my older brother's mom's house because my mom and my dad were close with my older brother's mom and stepdad. We're all having a blast. Easton and I are young, whatever. My dad's like, I'm taking the kids home. We leave. My mom calls him and is wasted. So my dad's like, I got to go pick mom up. He picks her up. He brings her home. She's like falling asleep. Keep in mind, we're young, but not to the point where we'd be scarred. We were probably in like, what, junior high, high school?
I think you were in junior high and I was probably like first year of it or just elementary.
Like, yeah, so it's not like, what's wrong with mom? But she was like laying on the front porch and my dad was like, Lisa, I don't know how to break it to you. You cannot sleep outside. She wanted to sleep outside because the air felt good. And it was like winter time, okay? She was going to like sleep outside. So my cute dad hauls her upstairs to the bedroom, makes her a bed on the patio, leaves the door open so that some of the heat can get to her.
She didn't freeze to death out there. She's fucking hammered.
I was like watching her all night and I just remember her little face out of the bars like vomiting. It reminds me of the photo of Ocean that I posted that really did not hit.
Yeah.
Everyone was furious about it, where she and Summer Moon are looking out the bars, and I'm like, mom's turn, ass out. I felt like that was my mom.
I love Lisa. You know, I've never seen Lisa drunk.
Oh.
I've never seen a drunk Lisa. I've obviously never seen
a
drunk Lala either.
It's a travesty. You aren't going to be able to see my mom a little drunk.
That's okay.
There was a night we were at Disneyland. And we sat at the bar for a many hour and had a many lemon drop. And we stood up and it was like, oh, fuck.
You and your mom?
Oh, yeah. We could barely walk back to the room. I literally had like scratch marks all over my hands and body because I would fall into the concrete.
Stucco?
They had like the stucco wall.
Yes.
I would accidentally like kind of stumble into as I tried to get back to my room. It was never very fun at one time.
From my point of view, it was always following these two drunks.
Yeah.
Back when she would too, and they would just be slamming into each other and just going apart back and forth, just drunkly walking. I would just watch it and it was the greatest thing ever. It was a national treasure to see both of them drunk together.
Wow.
It was so great.
And now look at us. In fact,
sober and still fun.
And my mom will hear stories about like Easton's friends or whatever. And they're like young, wild and free. Right. And Easton will be like, for example, over the weekend, they all went out and Easton's friend got really lit off of his ass to
blackout.
The point where like blackout. Yeah. And my mom is like, ugh.
The most judgmental face.
The most. I cannot even imagine. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to wake up and feel that way? I was like, you want to know what I want to do with this household? I'd like us all to be a little less judgmental, all right?
To the drinkers.
To everybody. I mean, I'm telling you what, we sit here and we're like, love and light, love and light. Let's break this person down to their very core. It's very intense. We're just a group of passionate people.
Passionate people. And also, maybe, yeah, I want to add that to my list too. I think I need to be less judgmental in 2024.
Well, I agree, but at the same time, like if I change my ways, you'll change yours because you're just a product of your environment.
That's
at this
true.
Point.
Which is great, but also that shouldn't be your responsibility. You shouldn't have me to worry about. You already have Ocean. You shouldn't be like, I have to act nicer for Jess.
No. I want to act nicer for myself. But we'll start that after we talk shit on the podcast. So I was looking up, reminder, I'm always 100 years late to any news. Everyone knows this. I find things way late and it's to the point where like I posted. So I was seeing online that Kim Kardashian, people were not digging her GQ cover. And it shows a picture of the cover. And I was like, what's wrong with the cover? So I Google it. Keep in mind, I look at when this was posted. It was 4 days ago. At this point in time, it was like 2 weeks ago. But we're talking about it now because me and my gang are going to Hawaii. All right. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to work while I'm there. So we're pre-recording. Roll with it. Let me have a break. And I hope that you still enjoy the pod. Anyway, I post it. And I say that naturally I'm late to this. But here it is. I'm obsessed with the fact that GQ has named Kim Kardashian Man of the Year.
Yep.
I just am. You did not feel that way at all, Jessica.
Okay, let me tell you. I was, and this brings me to, because I had that opinion at first. I'm like, what? And then I was like, well, you made a good point. I was like, oh, it's a woman, and like, that's cool. That brings me to a really quick sidebar. People are commenting, which I appreciate, on the podcast post and saying, wow, I really wish Jess... This was a couple episodes ago now where I have some opinions on Kyle and Mauricio. I have some opinions on Southern Charm. And they go, I wish Jess would stick to her convictions because I actually agree with this. And then anytime someone pushes back, she backs down. And I hear you, but it's not, I do want to say, it's not that I back down. I feel like I've evolved as a person. I used to be very stubborn 10 years ago, and my opinion was my opinion, and you couldn't tell me otherwise. Now I'm noticing my opinion is changing constantly in all aspects of my life. So I like to be open to other opinions a lot of times. I have an opinion, someone says something, in that moment I go, okay, I could see where that comes from. So I did just want to make that point because it's not that I'm scared and backing down. It's
You're
that
open-minded?
Yes, I'm open-minded. Yeah. I just feel like, and believe
me. And you used to not be.
I used to not be. 10 years ago, I'd be like, nope, can't say anything to me.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I think that comes with age.
Where yeah.
You're like, you know what? I don't need to be the smartest person. I don't need to act like the smartest person in the room.
Well, I hate talking to strong, opinionated people.
And
I really do.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm begging you to change my mind. When someone can change my mind, I'm like, oh, I love this. I love learn. I just like feel more evolved. Anyway, that being said, what did you think about it? Because you saw it and you were like, this is amazing.
Of course I think it's amazing. They do Man of the Year and Kim Kardashian, is it? Like,
she just got in.
You're upset about it? I suggest you do better then.
Right? She got Skims into the NBA.
Oh, she's a boss.
Yeah.
One question I have, and I know my answer to this, but I just want to play devil's advocate. If there were a Cosmo Woman of the Year and it was a man, how would you feel?
Well, that would just be lies. Name a man who's doing better than women right now, and you can give him Woman of the Year. But until I see that...
It's just interesting, and I think, I mean, it can go all into the thing of, like, men are Men of the Year, whether they're named it or not. We get it. But with, you know, so a woman being a Man of the Year feels like growth, and I think it's badass. So I did change my opinion on that because of you. I think it's badass.
And it's not like she was the end-all, be-all. There were... other great men that were involved. They named Travis Scott. I mean, she...
Offset.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian is a fucking heavy hitter.
Yeah. Beyond.
And you're talking to someone who's not the fondest of the man.
Yeah.
Of the wiener. You know? I just watch women and I watch them get things done. And I also watch them get things done while also practicing compassion and sensitivity and their... like nurturing. So yes, I think she's Man of the Year. So if you're upset about it, then do a little better. How about that?
How do you feel about it as a man?
I mean, I could give a shit in all honesty of what the fuck goes on, but I can see where people are like, well, it's a woman in a man's space. Cause if a man being in a woman's space, I don't know how that would go.
So you can't keep up.
I don't give a fuck. No.
You can't keep up.
We talked about this before with Miss Utah. And saying how women are sometimes
primary
makers,
providers in the household, 30%.
So why
this
are we,
was a few years ago, but so, they make less money. Yes.
So why going. Men of the year, women? Just how about let's fucking put it as people of the year? Who cares?
How PC of you, Easton?
That's so
wow. Let's give him a round of applause.
Fuck a nice PC round of applause.
But if she's on. But I will say I need some Skims because I saw the NBA's in it. So, but no, shout out to her for being on Man of the Year. That's a fucking dope shit.
I dare you. I dare any of you to go out there, have a sex tape where you're shown on ecstasy, blowing some guy, legs spread, and turn it into what Kim K has. I freaking dare you.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cashback at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cashback. I love seeing those Rakuten cashback deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. All right, well, let's move on to another topic.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. So I was reading this other thing like a million years ago, I guess. And there's like a source that quotes, Jessica always prided herself on her great marriage, but it's taken a few hits in recent years. It pains her that people think she's married to a creep. So even before Britney's memoir came out, like, he had some like little cheating scandals, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on him with hating the wiener? You hate wiener. What are your thoughts on Justin Timberlake? What do you think about everything said?
I don't know much about him. Can you tell me what's being said?
No.
I always loved him before the Britney thing. You hate.
All I saw was the abortion and that with Britney.
Right.
But then I just saw that they live in a small town in Sky Mountain or
Big Sky.
Big Sky, Montana.
Who's they? Jessica and Justin?
And Justin.
Okay.
But I feel like I feel like he's creeping some of the things. I could see it. And there's smoke, there's fire. They all are.
I think they all freaking creep. And I think he was creeping around. He was caught. He did a public apology. Then the Britney Spears memoir comes out. And I'm sure as a wife, it's like, this is exactly why I'm afraid of freaking marriages and commitment. Because I'm like, I got to take on your shit.
Yeah.
Could you just pull it together a little bit?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just,
you know?
Yeah. We have to also understand, because you're talking about the cheating scandal where he was on that movie Palmer,
correct?
Right? And it wasn't, they did not admit to any cheating, but they didn't.
You don't say.
But there was, just to make that clear, but there was them holding hands or whatever.
Why are you holding hands?
Right?
Why are you holding hands?
I'm going to say right now, I've never held just a girl's hand.
That is
hasn't
the most intimate.
That is so intimate.
That's, I mean,
it's like in Chris Rock's stand-up comedy special. He says, I will lick a woman's asshole tonight, but I most certainly won't hold her hand. He does. He's like, how wild is that?
Amen.
I know.
But
do you know how many people that I've like rolled around in bed with, yeah, but the thought of like going holding out on a date and holding hands, what? That's a little too serious, but I'll catch you here tomorrow night. Boom, 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 boom. You know?
Work these springs out.
Because it's intimate, just like making out is intimate. A lot of people have sex and they're like, I'm not making out until I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think kissing is more intimate than sex.
100%.
Like making out?
My point was I feel like we have to. So Jessica Biel stood by his side during that, and part of me thought, we have to understand or maybe acknowledge that there are some couples, especially celebrities, especially musicians, that are in these relationships that are like, just don't humiliate me. And then there's an understanding behind the scenes. And then when the humiliation happens, like Adam Levine and his girl, now we understand that like, oh, there might have been a sort of arrangement.
Right. Just don't get messy.
Yeah.
That's why celebs should just bang other celebs, because they have just as much to lose as the other person.
Right. Right.
Once you start creeping around with people who are not in the as big as you are, it starts getting a little, I don't know about this. And that's when the women are like, we're done here, because you just get too messy.
Well, right. It's when the payouts start happening. You got to pay people off.
I don't know how people do it. I mean, I know people who do that. And it's like, aren't you exhausted?
Right. Just go in the bathroom, get the demons out of you, and go to bed.
Get you mean jack off?
Oh, I was like, are we talking about using the restroom?
No.
Are we talking about chronic diarrhea? That's what it sounded like.
I don't know anybody who's like, I've got chronic diarrhea and now I have to have sex.
Here's the one thing that I want to say in regard to, because I saw a comment under this picture or under the post that I saw on Instagram with the person quoting Jessica Biel. And it says, what he did as a teenager shouldn't define who he is today. Unless there are unresolved issues that you are currently going through, if we all get judged by what we did in our teenage years, then there's no hope for any of us. I fully agree with this. This is where it gets very, very sticky, is the way you move. And even though maybe that's how you should be moving at a certain age, because you're young and you've got your whole life ahead of you and making certain decisions, when you decide to bring another person into it who may have a different thought process, you go about and evolve. And this person is now left damaged by your behavior, and they can't go and evolve in the same way that you did. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And you're mentally scarred from it, from the way people view you and the way you're moving now.
Of course. But people online are always quick to be like, what you did 7 years ago. It's like, well, how about we talk about what you did 7 years ago? You have the luxury of getting to have nothing documented. You get to talk about it amongst yourselves with your little friend group and laugh about it. But I surely think that if you were filmed and it came out, like, you wouldn't be that proud. Like, I think that people who are in the public eye are extremely brave, that they're sitting here being their authentic selves, knowing that maybe 10 years from now, it may not hit the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very terrifying.
No, it's terrifying.
I kind of want to crawl in a hole.
Hermit crab.
You guys saw Cassie and Diddy. It started as quickly as it ended. Speaking of paying people off.
No, I wish, and I don't know if I could say this, but it's like, I wish these women, if they were going to come forward, stay true to it and find other women that could back you up and stop taking these payouts. Let's put these people where they should be.
You're coming from a place of experience, though, Easton, and how frustrating it gets.
No, it's bullshit.
And I'm with you on that. And sometimes I have to take a step back and be like, okay, this woman has obviously had a lot of abuse in her relationship or old relationship with Diddy. Multiple people have come out saying the exact same thing. Like this guy.
Kid Cudi.
Who we named our cat after. But it says, in one incident described in the court papers, Miss Ventura says that in early 2012, Mr. Combs grew so angry about her dating the rapper Kid Cudi that he said he would blow up the rapper's car. Around that time, Kid Cudi's car did explode in the driveway. Through a spokeswoman, Kid Cudi confirmed Miss Ventura's account. This is all true. So she did have people, you know, corroborating what she was saying. But when you're dealing with someone at that level, Easton, like P. Diddy, and let's just say he comes to her and says, I will offer you X amount of dollars to just go away. You say, you know what? I'm going to take it and I'm going to start my healing process. And yes, the man gets away with it. But at what point do you choose your own sanity over trying to like get someone to pay? I don't know. For me, I've never been in that situation. So I have the luxury of just saying if. Mm-hmm. Rather than I've been through it, I've only seen this from afar. I like people to fucking pay, not with cash. I want to see you locked up.
Right. But you're right about the sanity thing. I've never been in this situation, but I can't imagine someone like Diddy, who's probably sounds like very powerful. It's also your own safety. You might get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm coming out and I'm saying this. And then all of a sudden, who knows what's happening behind the scene where you're fuck it. It's not worth my life. Whatever. It's not worth it.
Yeah, and Cassie's married, has two beautiful kids. She lives like a very nice life. Yeah. The only thing I assume that was eating at her was the trauma that this guy caused her. But it's just, I tapped in when I saw this, and I hate to laugh, but I'm like, Diddy's gonna get gray real fucking quick. It's like, we have leads to who murdered Tupac. I'm sure he's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, Cassie comes out, you're not safe. I'm sure he's like, ah, damn it. Yeah. Like, I'm sure he's
rough. He looks rough right now.
He looks stressed.
He hasn't slept in a good couple months.
He should
be
stressed.
Well, I
love
I hope it
when,
all catches
when
up.
Someone who's dirty, nice. I love when the heart starts pumping. Mm. I'm like, yes, good at pumping, you fuck.
Mm-hmm. Sip it away. Sip away.
Anyway, let's move on. What is happening? Oh, in happier news, Andre 3000 says he's too old to rap now, so he dropped a flute album instead. He said, I'm 48. I don't know what to talk about.
He dropped a flute album, so he's playing the flute. What a bad bitch. Andre 3000 will be one of the best forever. I love Andre 3000.
Probably not the flute one, though.
The flute one is going to hit.
I bet
we know
slaps.
It's going to slap.
No, that's how you get. I mean, no, Chance the Rapper, he went to like gospel and that ain't it.
Chance the Rapper is nowhere near Andre 3000, let me tell you.
I'm just saying somebody who had acid rap and doing all this thing and you're in hip hop and then you just go gospel and no one transferred over.
All right. You know more about this than I do.
Yeah, Easton, I'm not going to argue with you about that because I think you know more than I do. Also, like a couple weeks ago, the Chiefs played the Eagles. Easton, you're the one that told me this. Apparently, in like the man's world of men who love football, the Chiefs are the most hated team in America
right now.
Because they're so sick of it. Of any time Travis Kelce lifts a finger on the football field, it's like, let's catch Taylor Swift's reaction.
Yeah. Really?
Like, yes. They'll be like running on the field. Like not like teams before the game, they'll run on the field and like he'll run on the field and then it'll pan to Taylor Swift watching it. And it's like, I'm here to watch the game.
Yeah.
Not Taylor Swift. I can go and find Taylor Swift wherever. I'm just trying to watch some football right now.
Well, I need to know who makes these decisions because it's getting very thirsty.
Well, I mean, the NFL is probably gaining a lot of money off of it.
Is it NFL? Is it the TV network? It's getting very thirsty. It's like, we get it. This makes you money and you're getting so many people tuning in. But like,
I'm done with it.
Still keep your fans in mind.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if I'm tuning in to watch a football game, like there's a reason. I want to watch a football game.
Yeah.
If I wanted to see Taylor Swift, I'd go to YouTube and say, play Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Well, their points are like, the most people than ever now are tuning into Chiefs games. It's like, yeah, but who cares? Still think about your fans, the loyal people who actually care about the game and not the, like, whoever. We love Taylor. We love Travis Kelce.
No,
but,
don't. Let me have my football.
When I think about Travis Kelce, all I think about is, oh, that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. I don't even think of him as someone who plays football.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does
That's
he play football?
No, tight end. He's nice. He's good, but he's losing credibility on that one. People don't even know he's good.
I wonder if he's going to end up getting a little sick of this. Not her, but like, okay, because you know he's getting shit from the team.
Everybody, like, their pregame, they were in Denver a couple weeks ago, and Denver was just strictly playing Taylor Swift songs just to, like, piss
him
off.
Him.
Yeah, just like, yeah. Well, and all the fans are singing it, just, like,
that's the opposite of Eagles fans, because in their game on November 20th, Eagle radio stations, so Philly radio stations, banned her music.
Stop.
Yeah.
And so, I wonder if she's going to get sick of that.
It's not. Taylor Swift is not good for the bird spirit.
I agree.
Is that what they call them? The birds?
The birds.
The birds.
I mean.
Oh, my God. This is
too much. She's not good for any football spirit.
And he's getting all of these interviews in a way. So this is what I can relate it to. It's like when I get asked to do an interview and they're like, they would really like to talk about this. And I'm like, okay, is that what we're actually talking about? And then I go in, it's two questions about that. And they're like, so season blah, blah, Vanderpump Rules. And I'm like, see, I don't want to talk about this. I would like to talk about the topics that you told me we were going to talk about. So all of these like NFL publications are like, we'd love to do an in-length interview. And it's like, how'd you feel about the game? So on to Taylor Swift.
Sure. Yeah. See, so I kind of feel bad for both of them because technically they don't have, they're just trying to live their lives and be in a relationship. And you've got the networks and everyone trying to capitalize off of it and so thirsty.
Everybody's, I don't know if they saw this, but Taylor Swift's parents met his parents, but it was at their football game. So like whatever game it was, I didn't even know they were playing for the reason other than Taylor Swift's parents were going to meet Travis Kelce's.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the, like.
Was it in Tennessee?
No, I think it was in Kansas City.
Did you see that?
Game, but
did
it's, you, just, it's annoying at this point.
See that meme? What did it say, Easton? Taylor taking, you know what I'm talking about.
Taking her out, her next amazing album out for a walk or something. Oh, and it's like her holding Travis's hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said, this is going to be one of the greatest love stories or the best fucking album.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready for that album already.
I was watching Family Guy last night, and it was the episode of Chris Griffin asking Taylor Swift to go to prom with him, and then she makes a way mean song about him, and it has so many views, and then she's like, this is how I make my money, but I love you, Chris, so I'm going to change. And the next scene in Family Guy is her playing, like, I love Chris Griffin, and people are like, boo, we like you when you're miserable. So,
oh my God.
Who knows? She could riding Travis the happy. He better not make one wrong move.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it, so look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
It's AMA time.
Okay. I stay out too late.
Got nothing in my brain.
That was
That's what people say. Mm-mm.
That's what people say. Ooh, ooh.
My baby's favorite part of the song is she goes, my girl, my boyfriend.
My ex, my man, best friend is a.
No, my ex man brought his new girlfriend. She said, oh my God, I'm just going to shake it. And then she starts mumbling, goes, to the fella over hella good, I'm just going to shake it, shake it.
She's so cute. She's so stinking cute. Okay, this is a good first one because of what we just talked about.
Okay.
What are you guys doing in Hawaii? Let's squash the rumors. We're just vacationing, babes.
What was the rumor?
No, I don't know. I'm just like, it's not like a secret special project.
We're going for Lisa's birthday.
Oh. I told my mom I was going to take her to Italy for her 60th birthday, and then COVID hit, and I haven't taken her anywhere fabulous. Instead, I moved her, made her quit her job, moved her ass to LA, made her become a full-time parent.
She did. So she looked at me yesterday. We were just saying, because you were doing it. She looks at me and she goes, I'm just raising this kid.
Last night, I get home from what I'm doing, which is could be life-changing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you work.
Yes, I do work.
You work.
But I come home, and my mom is at the top of the stairs, and she goes, I need your help. I am over this. And I was like, I know what a man feels like now.
Yep.
Like a working man who's worked all day, but the mom's been at home raising the kids, and she's like, I need a fucking break. And he's like, I'm fucking exhausted, too. I do. I should be man of the year, actually. That's what should have happened.
I'm nominating you. That's
she is. She is very much helping me raise Ocean. Well, it's a co-parenting.
It was yesterday, so obviously she was battered all day. So she looked at me, sad as could be. I feel like I'm just raising this kid. And then she goes throughout the day.
She is. I'm a working parent. And you know, she doesn't complain when I waltz into Louie and buy her a new bag.
That's what I was saying. She just went through it yesterday. So yeah. I had to have happened.
Yeah. It was the last 20 minutes.
Well, here's the thing. That's where I was over at the house. Ocean was great. She was in your bed watching a movie. I was there for 20 minutes. She came down, went back upstairs, and was laying. So I was like, all right, I'm going to leave. So whatever happened when I left, I don't know. But she looked calm.
All right. Well, she wasn't. Next question.
This is deep, so we don't have to answer if you want.
I'm sweating now because of what mom said. I'm raising this kid. Fucking suck my ovaries.
You have to picture. You worked how many days straight? 3 days, and it was
five.
On the
it was actually five.
See, there you go. So 5 days straight, and
that's what people do.
Fuck.
People work 5 days in a row. I know. That's called a job.
I know, but think Lisa on the tail end.
That's true. All right, I won't rip her head off when I get home.
Yeah.
You
can't. She already feels like Ocean's doing
source.
That.
You're the source.
No, you can say it.
Protection station for you.
No.
You're an asshole.
Am I?
Yeah, you should have kept it to yourself.
No. Well, you have to know.
It's fine. I'm just emotional. My period's about to start. Let's just go to the next.
Same. Next. This is deep, so we can skip it if you want.
Okay. Okay. You got a fly on your face.
Where was it?
You killed it.
No, that's not it. That's shit, I think.
That's a dead fly.
Easton.
You killed it. You killed it.
Do we have cameras working?
I hope we got that on camera. Oh, we did. We got a thumbs up from producer John. Ew! Ew! Easton!
Ew!
Flies are the germiest things in the world.
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
True.
All right, moving on. What's the
this is
very
deep.
Heavy,
okay.
Deep.
Ways that you all deal with anxiety.
I just kind of power through it.
Okay. Love that.
I do a couple of things.
Okay.
Depending if you're going through it, you can always grab your thumb. I don't know if people do that, but you grab your thumb and you should just put enough pressure that after a couple of seconds, you'll feel like a
throbbing.
Yeah. No, it's a heartbeat, but that's supposed to like de-escalate.
That's a nice
trick. Yeah, it's
trick.
Like a breathing thing. So I do that and I smoke pot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you take edibles?
No, edibles like for bed are really, really good, but I just hit a pen because I actually like do it for anxiety. Like there's times where like I'll feel it and I'll just go to the bathroom, smoke, and then get my wits about me and I can come back.
Nice.
Because I'd just rather smoke than take pills.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep
Lala,
going.
Is there going to be another book?
Yes.
When the story has ended, yes, there will be another book, but I'm not writing another book until I can tell every single detail of my story. The ins and outs, everything I've never been able to share. I want the full story. So once it's ended, then yes.
Do you have a name that you've been thinking of?
Yes, I have the name and I'm not telling.
So book coming.
I know it.
It may be a hefty, hefty book, but that's okay because I think
like it's a Harry Potter.
Maybe like a Harry Potter size book. There's a lot. There's a lot, and it's all very interesting.
I know. So, yeah. This one, I'm going to read this one.
This one, yeah. The moment I'm allowed to start writing, I've already started writing, so I don't forget any feelings that I had.
Good. Good. Good.
Do you put bullet points and angry on that one?
You can tell in my tone of writing that I'm pretty angry.
Boy. Okay, Lala, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy / content are you with where you are in life right now?
Are content and comfortable the same thing?
I think comfortable and content are not the same thing.
Okay, I would say that I am probably at a 7 as far as being content. Comfortable, I would say I'm at like a 2 because I never like to be comfortable. I always want more. I'm a taker. I'm just going to say it. I'm a taker.
Love it.
If I want it, then I'm going to obsess over it until I get it. And once I get it, I'm on to the next. As far as business goes, otherwise yeah. I live a pretty chill lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm not super fancy. Like I enjoy getting a bag here and there or like dressing cute. But for the most part, I just want to run an empire and send it to Daryl. Sweatpants.
That's all she's asking.
That's all I'm asking. It's not that deep.
Not that deep. Do you and Easton ever argue hard to the point that you've not spoken for a bit?
That's only happened like twice.
In your lives?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of us has been intoxicated.
Yeah. Really?
Or both of us are intoxicated. But other than that, no.
It's been a minute. No, we rarely have that. We like resolution in our family.
Yeah, even if we start like fighting or bickering, we never fight, but we'll bicker, but then we usually come to just a conclusion at the end of the 30 minutes or an hour, and then we're like, all right, fuck it.
Purge, and it's like, here's the thing, Easton. I really love you. I love you too. All right, so we're good.
Oh.
After we've really said some hurtful things.
I just forget about him.
Me too.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mean him. I hope she didn't either, but I'm going to believe she didn't.
Yeah.
On to the next.
On to the next. Okay, that's good then. I hate when families aren't speaking. It's like life is too short. I have a little bit, not in my immediate family, but my extended family. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's been years. Just talk.
Right?
What are you doing?
I have buddies
Let
like that.
Let it go.
Let it go. Okay, Jess, what's the most surprising thing you learned about Lala and what's a misunderstanding? I'm not even kidding you guys. Her comedy gold, and that's not a fucking joke. She's one of the funniest people I know, and I feel like it's not even a misunderstanding, but people don't even see the tip of the iceberg with your fucking comedy.
Yeah, but I think you bring it out of me because you laugh, so it just gets
so
me
you
all
keep
wrapped.
Going, right?
But then... Fine. No, one of the funniest and her your impressions. Dead on, spot on. Anyone
really
and everyone. It's insane.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's insane. Insane. It's too good. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Man. If you could all be famous, well,
if you could all be well, is that, she is.
No,
so.
Ask for you. No, I want to know the
if
question.
You could be famous for anything else. What would you want to be famous for?
What Kim Kardashian did,
probably
right?
Something that had to do with talent, maybe. I like to be famous for my talent. So
you're talented. Talking, hey, you're talented. Authentically, you talent.
Authentically,
nobody can say that.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is there something you wanted to be when you were little, like?
It was an actress.
Okay.
An actress or a singer. I wanted to be a performer. Which...
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
I feel somewhat like a show pony at times. You know, it's fine.
Easton, you have to choose one. Bryn or Monica?
Oh, this is so hard. I know who I'd choose.
Bryn.
Obviously.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. Bryn. They're both stunning. But yeah.
Plus, yeah. Anyone... who can get their Christian Louboutin stuck in an escalator and like survive without breaking your ankles? Got a superpower.
Yeah.
Superpower. That's, it was crazy.
Yeah. The way she did that, I know she can do other things just as great.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep, she sure can.
She sure can.
I'd like to see you all set each other up on blind dates. Well, I'm engaged, but...
So, have you not been listening to the podcast? Engaged, married, it's a free-for-all out in these streets.
Let me tell you.
Get yourself a side piece,
get
Jess.
Get myself a
this
side piece.
This is Hollywood.
Kyle, I'm going to get myself
you
a side
need,
piece.
You need a husband or a fiance, a boyfriend,
uh-huh.
and then a side piece.
Oh, stunning. I get three?
Yeah, so you're only missing two. You're not even complete yet.
I'm not even
you
complete.
You think you've like made it to the end? You still got two more to find.
Can I tell you something? My dream is to have a side piece. No, I'm just kidding. My dream is to set these two up on a blind date because a secret talent of mine is I'm very good at that. So, TBD, maybe one day.
I see me walking out.
Maybe one day.
Of the date?
First time I could, yeah.
No.
Pissed
you're
off
so
at me?
Kind.
Oh, you see walking out with, no, Easton, I'm telling you, I would set you up with your dream girl and then I'd have to marry you too. Like,
I don't know. You've brought me some pretty questionable Instagram accounts.
Well, I haven't actually been for real.
Okay, then do it for me for real.
I'm going to. What are your, this is a very, I'm going to ask this because this person who wrote this question doesn't listen to the podcast.
Ask it.
What are your views on gay marriage?
Even the producers are laughing their asses off.
I love this question. Wow.
I'm dead.
Wow. Wow. Shall we answer?
The fact that someone
put
I'm
a
not,
stop to it.
Like, what the fuck do you mean? Do you know me but at all?
Do you know any of us? We love the gays more than we love the straights.
Right, if it ain't gay, it
I've
ain't
always
right.
said if it ain't gay, it ain't right. I'm sorry. Girls and gays is the only
yes.
like that's my comfortable zone. We even had producers laughing their asses off when that question
where,
was read.
Question for who wrote that in. Where? How'd you come across this podcast? How'd you come across this Instagram? Because you clearly don't listen, but we love that. Welcome.
You're still safe here.
Welcome. We love the gays.
Welcome.
We love the gays. Has Ocean asked for a sibling and update us on if you have a baby number two journey?
Ocean asks for a sibling all the time. And she always says, there's a baby in your belly. And if she were grown, I'd be like, mom has to have sex to have a baby in her belly, my love. Which I'm not doing that. But there are many other ways to have a baby. And so, yeah, we're just a little, one day at a time.
Okay. One day at a time. Lots of live tour
she questions. Wants a buota.
She wants a brother?
What a buota.
Aw.
Can I tell you, my child's so progressive, though. I'll ask her what her baby is because they kind of come just like genderless, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, is your baby a boy or a girl? And she goes, my baby's just a baby. And I'm like,
perfect.
Wow. You are very progressive.
She's progressive and a genius.
A genius.
This is such a fun question for all three. If you got to live in a world from a movie / TV show, where would you want to live? I know this answer. And it's in the North Pole from the Santa Claus 1 movie because that, the when hot, I was a kid.
The hot chocolate. The, what about, like, why does it look in, like, the little tin
yep.
cup?
Shaken, not stirred.
See, I thought you would like to be in, what was it called?
Honestly.
The movie that.
Yeah, where
something...
do you want to be? And you, Easton.
I want to live in Family Guy. It's very clean lines.
I thought you would want to be the Truman Show because then you're the star of the show and you don't even know it.
What planet are you on that you think I want to be the star of the show?
The Truman.
This planet.
Guess where I would live.
Where?
Charlie's Chocolate Factory. Number two, though.
Oh, that is the scariest
little
location.
Creepy. That's
what?
Terrifying.
With the scary people.
With the Oompa Loompas?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And the chocolate fountain that you could get stuck in and die?
Well, like, I wouldn't be diving into, like... You know,
I would never want to live there. I would never
so
want to live there.
And
it
the
looks,
boat?
It looks
yes.
sticky. Very sticky. I co-sign. I'd want to live where you'd want to live, Jess, because I
the
really like
that. Freezing cold?
No,
it's so warm.
It's so
in
warm
the North
inside.
Pole?
Didn't you see how warm they look?
They look so warm. And the reindeer and the...
And
the Christmas song.
Giant bed in the cozy
yes!
pajamas.
In the sleigh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or,
you're going to get sick of it after a year.
No,
I got
no.
many a rooms I can go into
or,
and feel
like I wouldn't want to be in any of those rooms. You can have Charlie's Chocolate Factory. Or I would want to live in the house that Cameron Diaz lives in The Holiday.
Oh, that's a good one.
The one with the blackout.
Yep.
Shade.
And I love when, what's the actress's name? Who? Rose from Titanic. What is her name? Why?
Oh, it's Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm.
When she looks at the clock and it's daytime in LA where she is, and she's like, it counts, and she's like 3 or like 2 a.m. in London. And then she like presses the blackout and it goes down and she just sinks into the bed. I'm like, oh,
Lala, do you know how that
is my
that
wet
is
dream.
Lauren loves to go.
No, I'm just going to say, I love that you're saying the most realistic thing right now. You can have that.
I'm going to have
she
that.
She does have that.
What were you going
to
say?
I've never met anyone who loves to go home and go to bed.
Let me tell you, let me educate you. My body and my eyes are exhausted. My mind is on 100, running a marathon. So in order for me to quiet the mind, yes, I may have to ask Unisom for a bit of help. All right?
Okay.
I dare you. I wish a motherfucker would. All right?
If you were popping the Unisom at 10, I didn't let it.
Sometimes I do. It's not always at 8.
Sometimes is at 5, remember?
When did I do that?
When the time changed. Or 6, because we thought it was 7.
After BravoCon.
Oh. Yeah. Sometimes you need a little help, and that's okay.
I was exhausted after BravoCon. I was like, yeah. I'm done.
And then you just literally...
You deserved 3 Unisoms then.
Yeah, I was like, we're done here. And we gotta go to bed.
And we weren't done because we just kept... Lala just had to keep working. If you could listen to one song on loop for the rest of your life, which song would it be? And it could only be that song.
Oh, I think I would have...
I think I would just do
on
like
loop,
ocean
on loop.
Noises.
Look at this photograph.
Oh, no.
I don't think I could listen to anything on
no,
loop.
That would be the worst.
No, yeah,
this is the way I live. From. I spent
no,
my money.
I couldn't listen to any
no,
song
I can't
on loop.
Have, yeah.
But I could watch TV on loop.
If I you could do just, Seinfeld on loop.
If you could loop season 7 or season 6 of Seinfeld on loop, then we're all good.
Yeah. I
you
can't
guys,
do music.
You guys, what about Johnny Dang? Louis no. Vuitton.
Imagine on loop for the
on
rest of your life.
I promise you, go listen to that loop on 2 times, you're done.
Maybe it would be like a relaxing soundtrack, like woods and...
Oh, like stream. White noise.
Yes.
Yeah, that would even make me go insane, I think.
White noise?
Mm-hmm.
See, not me. I think like ocean, like the ocean crashing on like a beach I could listen to all day.
I'd be like, why just am I feel so like zen I live all on the time? Beach. This feels unnatural.
Yeah. Okay. When days get tough, work stuff, life, how do the three of you help one another out? And she put a smiley face.
I mean, Easton and my mom, they take ocean off of my hands while I go and work. So honestly, the only thing I want to do when I get home is just like be in their presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it's watching a movie, playing the Nintendo Switch.
Which has been tough now because Oboe wants to play all the time too.
Does she play?
Yeah. She played mine the other day. She
like,
was playing Mario 64. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, she
genius.
I mean, I don't, she's not good.
Yeah, but she knows how to like move around and jump.
She's not
winning
she's
anything.
She's not gathering stars by any means. But
she's running forward.
Oh, well, love that.
Love that
love
for
that.
All of us. What
for
do you do? What does Kyle
how
take
do you
a little?
Two, no, you two help me out. Well, Easton, I say he's the glue that holds the family together because he really is. If I ever need any help at the office, I say Easton and he's right there.
Yep.
And Law, just same, the glue that holds me together as a human. So there we go. How do you have work and life balance working with your good friend? Oh, working with your good friend and employing her. Is that me?
I'm also employing this one.
Is that us?
Thank and you. The mom.
And mom. How yeah. do you find work and life balance with that, actually?
What? What did you just do?
I hope we got that. Please.
What?
Cut to her while we're talking. It was just a look she gave you.
What? Oh, trust me. I have
lighting him on fire with my pupils.
Can we edit in lasers?
We don't need to.
Oh,
I love you so much. I do.
Yeah. I love you. But if you
I
rip
do.
Into
I'm
me,
just
I'm going to
no.
rip into your back.
I'm just
trust me.
No, I'm just
go
telling
either
you.
Way on this
I'm
one.
Just telling you. You've already ripped into me. I'm just telling you. The people who listen to the podcast, they're so sensitive. Whatever you say, can I tell you the story about how my mom was like, we're washing your mouths out with soap? Literally just trying to get Ocean to like fear us, obviously.
Oh,
like God.
And everyone
did
was like.
Did people really believe that?
Apparently they did. They were, like someone told me, don't ever do that. I got CPS called on me and I was like, oh,
Well, what were you doing?
I got real serious.
Got really serious.
I got my mouth washed out with soap and I'm fine. My hair's falling out now, so maybe that's what it's caused. But other than that, we're good.
I love it. We have time for one more, okay. Jess.
One more, and I'm going to see what the most recent one is. And it is...
boring.
Boring, so I'm going to find a better
one. Read the boring one and read the name aloud.
No!
Drag them. If you... well... ooh, this is fun. I like this. Let's end on this. Do you consider yourself a more strict or laid-back type of parent, and why?
I am not strict. It's the only part in my life where I consider myself relatively chill.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, if she wants to not take a nap, whatever. I'm not going to fight her on it. Like, she's such a personality and so strong that... she's the only person who can go toes with me and actually win. Mm-hmm. Like, the girl got stamina. Like, it makes me a little tired. So I lay down the law, right? But things, like, I pick my battles. I'm like, this is not make or break who my child is, right?
Right.
You punching Gigi over and over again, not on my watch. But the girl wants to have, you know, two cookies over one, whatever.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm more relaxed.
I'd say you're more relaxed.
Yeah.
Easton?
I've never seen... I mean, you be stern. I've never seen you be strict. But she's an amazing kid, too. But
you're, I think you're relaxed very with her.
Oh,
are you
me?
With Ocean?
Easton's very chill with her.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has to... She has her moments, but she knows what she's doing. She doesn't need, like...
Yeah.
You know?
Like, she knows when she's not supposed to do something. And she'll look you dead in your eyes while she does it. And so I have to get Lala on her at times where I go, I am not playing with you anymore. And she goes, I'm not playing with you. And I'm like, ah!
She
did it. She'll do it at the restaurant. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
No, she'll start yelling at us in the restaurant.
She's going to give you a run for your money.
You stop that. You stop that. And I'm like,
I go,
oh, gosh.
You want to know who just arrived? Santa. I'm going to go get him. I'm going to go get him.
Are we doing that?
This morning.
It's so funny because Mom's the one that told me not to use Santa anymore. Lisa's using Santa left and right now.
She does.
It's like the saving
grace.
She's using
it all yesterday.
And I don't care what anyone says. At this point in time, at this age, this stage that we're in, it is all about survival.
Yep. 100%. And it works.
We're getting
it
Santa.
Works. I saw it work this morning in 2 seconds.
I'm getting a Santa Claus costume.
Oh, no. I told him. I go, the threats.
She knows we're done threats, with the threats now, so we got to get real.
Get the Santa outfit.
Please,
Santa's coming to the house
please,
the next time.
Please,
you're arriving.
Please also get me one. Please.
Give me Mrs. Claus.
I would like to be Santa.
Okay.
Walk in. Ho, ho, ho. I am a laid-back parent with Margot. If anyone was curious, I am very laid back and I feed her lots of treats and Kyle yells at me for it because he says she's gaining weight, but I'm very laid back.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
One last thing. Can I tell you what I did say to Ocean last night?
Yes.
No, since we're on the you guys dressing up as Santa Claus because, you know, I need the threats are running out. She still gets scared, but I need someone to arrive now. But she did something last night where I was like, done.
Okay.
Okay. And I said, not only is Santa Claus going to show up, he's coming with the Grinch, he's taking you to the North Pole, and you're going to be making toys with the elves this Christmas instead.
We've brought kidnapping into the picture now, so excited to see those comments. Here we go.
My face hurts. What a weird podcast. It's a little unstable, but it's okay. You know, I said from the beginning, this could go either way.
We riled her up just fine.
We did. You guys, I'm going to go enjoy Hawaii now. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you all. Happy hump day, and I will catch you next week. Please be kind in the comments section. I don't have it in me to battle y'all. Bye.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.